Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. We've been waiting all morning long to welcome in the folks from DoCo right there in Dover, and they are now here. We have Langston, we have Grayson. Gentlemen, thanks for taking time out. Listen, we know on a Friday and on National Donut Day, it's extremely busy for you guys, so thanks for coming in. First, happy National Donut Day, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yes, now, best day of the year.
This is your second year.
Second year,
in Dover. I remember last year you guys came in on this day, National Donut Day, and we talked about how the first year has gone. I'm sure by now all the kinks are worked out. You guys have perfected this donut making craft. How has the second year gone for you guys?
This morning so far, last year I called it a controlled chaos. This morning it's been pretty flawless. We've had the guys working overnight. They did an amazing job. They've got us all stocked, ready to go. We've got more than enough right now. So, and then all of our staff that came in this morning, we're fully staffed and ready to go. It's been really smooth this morning. So
that's Langston right there from the DoCo. Grayson, I understand you didn't come empty-handed, obviously. That's what we were hoping for. But what is Michelle's going to show it on Facebook Live, as we are live on Facebook at the moment. It's the biggest donut I think I've ever seen. It's as big as my head.
You ready for the grand reveal?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and check that bad boy out. Look at that. So that's just my donut, and you brought donut holes for everybody else. Yeah. What exactly is that?
This is our giant yeast donut.
Okay.
It's you're going to get the same taste as you get in one of our regular yeast donuts, but this is made to serve 8 to 10 people.
All right.
And we fill them, we'll top them, we'll make them any way you want to. Perfect for birthdays.
Wow, so you can actually put filling in there, cream if somebody wants?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we've actually cut them in half, put cream in the middle, and then any topping, vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, whatever you want on top of it, too. So
you know what that is great for? Like an office birthday party?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Instead of getting a cake, get a huge donut like that. That's amazing. First of all, give us a little bit of your story, because you guys were just talking about it a little bit. You guys are Texas boys, whole family from Texas, moved here to Ohio. But first you said your dad kind of started the whole donut making business, right?
Yeah. It's special to us. We grew up in the back of a donut shop. We had a little cot in the back, and we'd go eat hot donuts and go back to sleep on the cot. So that was kind of our childhood.
There.
Exactly.
You guys were spoiled.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we would get up. My dad would go in early, probably midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning, and then my mom would come in around probably 4 or 5 in the morning.
Wow.
And then we would go into the office, sleep on our cot. She'd wake us up when it was time for school. We'd get a hot donut and go to school. So that's kind of our childhood. That's where it all started, was dad with his recipe. He'd had a lot of time and effort into learning and perfecting the donut, and you know, he didn't do it overnight, and it wasn't his own idea. He had a bunch of other guys that had donut shops, and he would just call them randomly and say, can you come help me? Help me figure this out, because something's not going right. I need help, you know?
And resilience, I think, would be a good thing.
Yeah, there was no pride in that he had to do it his way, and his was going to be the one. He asked for help, you know, and that's what perfected the donut, was all the different advice from all the other donut shops.
So. It's Langston and Grayson from the DoCo right there in Dover on the Boulevard, celebrating their second year and also celebrating National Donut Day. Stop by there. I understand you guys have a special going on today for National Donut Day, right?
Yeah, we've got 6 donut holes for free all the way up until noon today. So from
Very
now
nice.
Until noon, you get 6 donut holes for free, whether you purchase something or not. And then at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 4, we're going to have a prize wheel. We have T-shirts, coffee cups. I'm not going to name everything,
cool.
but there's a lot of mystery bags, too. So
lots of good merch.
Very cool. Yeah. It's nice you guys are celebrating properly, of course, for National Donut Day. Hey, Langston, you mentioned a little bit about the whole process and what your dad did, kind of perfecting it.
Mm-hmm.
So the question to Grayson, can you explain that process? I mean, yeah, I know you guys get up super early.
Sure,
give
sure.
us, I mean, a day,
so,
if you will.
So we'll use National Donut Day.
Okay.
So yesterday we showed up. About 3 o'clock p.m., we started prepping everything, getting everything ready, making sure all of our ducks were in a row, and we had plenty of plenty of product and plenty of filling and icing. And
not
all
only
of those
is it
things.
A Friday, not to cut you off, but not only is it a Friday, which I'm sure you guys are normally slaying, but you know, national holiday. Okay,
yes, yeah. Yeah. So you know, that's where you start worrying about all your icings, all your fillings, all the stuff you're going to need to get you through the night once the donuts are made.
Mm-hmm.
Then we begin making the donuts. To give you an idea, for National Donut Day this year, we have pumped out a little over 1,200 cream sticks, close to 1,500 raised glazed. And then as far as the assorted variety, it'd take me too long to do the math, but we have a lot of donuts. And that's one good thing, difference between this year and when you talked to us last year, we have all the equipment in place. It's been a long process, but we have all of our equipment in place to where we can always make enough donuts. And you still see us sell out. That's because people come out. You know, you never can guess it exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have all the equipment in place, and we're ready to grow. We're really looking forward to the future.
Very nice. And you guys do a great job on social media, too. I know you're active on Snapchat. You do anything on Facebook and Twitter, too?
Oh, yeah. Facebook. Not Twitter. We do have Instagram. Right. But yeah, we do those, both of those
it's
as well.
It's just Doco, right? And they'll find you?
That's
simple?
Right. Yep.
All right. Go find them. And I understand maybe soon, maybe big news coming from you guys. It's really that's all we can say.
Hopefully
at this
in the near future, you'll hear a new surprise from Doco. So
very cool.
Yep. It's, we're looking forward to it.
Langston and Grayson from the Doco, right over there on the Boulevard. Second year there. And of course, growing, and things are going very well over there for you guys. Your dad still in the process with you guys, still doing things?
Oh, he'll never quit. He's still there. He's there on a daily basis.
Does he come in and critique, like, hey, this right here?
That's what he's best at. Yeah.
Yep,
he
yep.
comes in whenever things don't look exactly the way they should. He lets everybody know, and everybody gets to work on fixing
it. I'm sure
it,
you love that.
If I can give a quick impression, the donuts just keep getting a little bit smaller, okay?
Nobody likes a small donut.
I'll work on it, Dad. Yeah.
No, nobody likes a small donut right there. Hey, of course, it's National Donut Day. I want you guys to answer our poll question. We have a couple up, but the most important one is, if you had to pick one donut and one donut only, what is your go-to donut?
See, I was listening to you guys on my way in. And
as you always do, I'm sure.
Oh, as always. Yeah. And I forget who said it, but somebody said the chocolate-covered yeast raised. Is that you, Michelle?
No. That was Brooke.
Yeah, that was Brooke, actually.
Okay.
That was Brooke, yeah.
I've got to go with Brooke on that one. That's my all-time. So
mine, and this is from Texas. A lot of people up here like the cream sticks, but I love Bavarian cream. Chocolate Bavarian cream stick is... That's my go-to.
Yeah, just simple glaze for me. I mean, listen, you throw it in the microwave for a hot second too. It's it's out of this world. Yeah. Hey, breakfast items in Texas. You guys ever think about doing mixing it up? And I don't want to change your whole business practice, but breakfast tacos down there were huge,
yeah.
right?
See,
weren't they big?
They were big. Breakfast
burritos big,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Every gas station would sell them. Yeah,
yeah. We went through. We actually had breakfast burritos to begin with, and we also did sandwiches. And what we found is that it was a lot harder to take care of the customer in a timely manner. So, like, you come in to get donuts, you're on your way to work, you're on your way somewhere, and you've got to be there. And the griddle just really slowed us down. And, I mean, it's all about the donuts. You know, everybody wants the donuts, and it's just really helped speed us up.
For sure.
And just kind of got us going a little smoother in the mornings.
You guys do some different items, too, not just, you know, your normal donut shop. You guys will do specialty donuts, like we mentioned that right there. Some of the other special things you guys do.
Well, we have our cinnamon rolls, the large cinnamon rolls, large apple fritters. We do have pastries, strudels, and turnovers. And we also, just something out of weddings right now are huge, donut bars, things like that.
Yeah, you know what? That is big for weddings.
And we've been,
that's different.
We've had,
I
would say probably in the last 3 months, we've had probably 4 people come to us to do that for their weddings.
Wow.
That's something that we do as well. So if you have that in mind, we're happy to help out with that. So.
Yeah, I tell you what, throw out your contact info if you want. If folks want to get in touch with you either for something like this, I'm sure you need ahead of time notice for something like that. That's great office idea, huge huge donut, bigger than your head, my head, anybody's head.
Yeah.
Michelle got a shot of it again on Facebook Live.
And I always tell people, you give us a call the day before, we'll have it ready. It doesn't matter if you call us at closing, we'll get it ready the next
day. Let them know how they can reach you there.
Phone number is 330-827-0700, and our email address is docodonuts@gmail.com.
Excellent. And of course, find them on social media. They're there on Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. It's just simply Doco, and you'll find them. Anything else? We touched on everything, right?
Yeah, that's about it. Just come on down around 2 o'clock today, win some free stuff. We've got all kinds of fun stuff to give away, so...
Yeah, everybody enjoy National Donut Day.
Yes, sir.
We're coming up on Father's Day. I owe him this much after the impression. I love you, Dad.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad.
I'm sure he was happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Not only will he critique your donut making, he'll now critique your impression.
That's right.
That was horrible, son. It's Langston and Grayson from the DoCo. Thanks. So we'll make this an annual tradition, you guys in here.
Absolutely.
On National Donut Day. Go find him on the Boulevard, and make sure you find him on social media for big news coming from them soon. More after this on Z Country 99.9.
WTUZ.